I mean, at the moment, the menopause is coming very much into, it's being dragged, kicking and screaming, into everybody's eyeline. You can't turn the radio on, the television on, without it. I don't know how you feel about it. Well, because it doesn't concern me anymore, so I just shrug my shoulders and assume that people get on with it as they always have done. But I don't mean to say that people shouldn't have help. I think they should. But at the moment, there are women who set themselves up to do help women. Do you know the sort of thing that I'm talking?
Yes.
And I don't think it would have been, that petticoat line wouldn't have dealt with things like that.
It would have been. Not. It was I think it was.
How to
air.
Get a mark out of the carpet.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. It was on air in the 60s, so.
It was
on air. It was on the radio in the 60s, 1960s.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it's not on air anymore, so I've not ever heard
no,
it.
No, well,
so I don't know
the radio is a bit passé, isn't it? Although, if you listen to
radio.
One, Radio 4, I think is my daughter listens to, what does she listen to? Times. She has the radio on all day on various stations. And one is Times Radio.
Yes,
you know that one.
I listen to Fee and Jane. Jane Garvey was the presenter of Women's Hour for a long time, and she's now on Times Radio, and she has a
the other one,
show.
Of course, was Jenny Murray.
Jenny Murray.
She was ace.
Yeah,
she was my time. Yeah. Women's Hour was my, because it was so informative and interesting.
Yeah, I still listen to it. It's one of my favourites. I started listening to Radio 4 when I was 16, so I think I'm
really did your mother listen to it?
No, my mum's Spanish, so she did. No, she didn't. No, I don't know how it started, but I started listening to it, and I started listening to The Archers when I was 16.
Yes,
but that's not.
That's
typical,
about when they started, isn't it?
Well, The Archers is really old now. It's probably about 70 years old.
Is
the
it
Archers,
really?
Yeah, it's the lonely.
I listened to it, and it's early. I know when Grace died.
Yeah, no, I wasn't listening to it there. That was before me.
I beat you. Right,
but
go on.
We've kind of gone back there. I think we've covered most of what I've got here. So when you said you didn't stay in the Modern Wives for the whole length, because
no.
It was 14, do you remember what sort of year you left, how long you were in the
I can't
Wives
actually,
for?
And I can't remember what prompted it. I think...
Were you still a member for the anniversary in 1978?
Oh, I was there 10 years later, yes. And I think
so
I was there later than that, because wait a minute, when I started back teaching, Jane was 5. Jane was born in 65. So I would have gone back teaching in about 1970.
Maybe you'd left the group, but then you went
and
to
this
the
was,
anniversary. 1978,
this year,
it would
this
have
was
been.
78, so
yeah.
I was still there, wasn't
still there.
I? But as things got, as my children got older and more complicated, I had 3 girls. I don't mean they were
busy.
A nuisance or
no,
needed to be.
I've only got
but,
one girl. And
yeah, I mean, they were all sports people. Somebody said, why don't you join the hockey team? I said, I'm too busy washing their kid. And my husband played sport for a long time, you see. So... When I was teaching, I had a very busy 7-day week with church on Sunday and anything else that was going on, village, you know, so but not that. And I honestly can't remember. I didn't have a dramatic break.
No, you just,
I don't remember.
You just got too busy.
My life evolved.
Just got a bit, yeah.
And it sounds as though I didn't need it. I don't mean that. But my life evolved and there were other things that I... needed to fill the time in with.
Yes, maybe it'd given you what you wanted from it.
Yeah, yes, and I mean it was going perfectly well, and I was amazed that these people who kept it going, and who were in the main, local girls, Dublin girls. So do you know that was interesting, wasn't it? That
it's impressive to keep it going until 2020.
Yes, good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So it's once a month, every month,
yeah.
For about 25 years. So it's impressive.
Yes.
Do you remember the anniversary at all?
No.
No.
No, I don't. I don't remember it.
So it was
and
in
I
the
don't.
Concave in
but
arms, as it is
my whole
now.
A whole slice of my life, I don't remember. It's not nothing to do with. Any alienation from Modern Wives or anything else. It's just that I don't remember things. And now, if some of these people, they remembered and they said, yes, come on, Edna, you remember. Don't you remember when we did da-da-da-da? It might come back to me.
Yeah.
Whereas I can remember my childhood. I can remember incidents in the war because I was 6 when it started and 12 when it finished. Remember all things like that. But this middle period...
Maybe you're just so busy. Too busy. Yeah, so busy that it's hard to remember.
I can remember going down and I'd taken all these cakes. I only didn't work Thursdays when I first started working. For 4 years I worked Monday to Friday, but not Thursday. And my daughter had erythema nodosum, which is a nasty, nasty little thing with where you get big lumps and it's a blood condition, okay. Actually. And she was home, and I'd made all these cakes and put them in my trolley and trolleyed them down to the village hall for I don't know what stall it was. Could have been that, could have been, wasn't Mother's Union, because I don't think, I didn't belong to Mother's Union then. Don't know what it was, church, I suppose. And, do you know what, Mother, she said, watching me come back, she said, you know what? If you don't slow down, you're going to have a heart attack on that hill. She was 15 then. Very
wise. They taught their mind.
Yes, so I guess I can remember an odd incident like that, but nothing too much more than that.
We are thinking about trying to set up a reunion of members of the Modern Wives.
Oh.
If that's something you would be interested in.
I would love to go, but I wouldn't like to have anything to do with it. Setting it up.
Well, it would be an event.
An event that we, rather than the Heritage Hub, would
good
set
girl.
Up.
Good girl.
No, yeah, we wouldn't
good
expect
girl.
You to set it up.
Yes, no, I mean, I can go to things, but I don't...